Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. The full conversation is at myfaithradio.com.
As you know, if you listen often enough, we've come through a significantly painful time, loss of my dear brother-in-law and my physical health, Lyme disease. I've been having some flare-ups that have been kind of significant. And I will be honest with you, with it has come some pretty big fear for me, just because it's at a new level and it's just a bummer, you know. And I'm very honest with my intercessors. They get an email from me about every week, and I always invite them, speak into my life, tell me anything you see in me. And I want that. I feel like it's a safety for me. Well, one of them and I chatted on the phone last week, and she said, Susie, I remember you said this when you were a young mom, when they didn't know what was wrong with you, and I've heard you say it a couple of other times, and this is hard for me to admit, but I'm just going to tell you that I'd said, I'd rather, you know, I want to live fully. I want to die. I don't want to endure another debilitating disease, because it was so traumatic for me to live halfway. Well, this is what she said. She goes, you don't get to do that. And she said, as a Christ follower, we can't hold conditions out to God where we'll say, I'll follow you if, or I'll endure anything but that. Because anything we withhold from God, the enemy takes it and he occupies it and he steals from us. And she said, I've also heard you say that you can't seem to outrun this fear. And she said, as Christians, we don't outrun fear. We turn around and we face it. We face it head on. And she says, we overcome fear. And then when we overcome it, we have authority over it. And these were words, you know, I probably knew those in my head, but when you're in the thick of it, when you're in the fire, in the storm, when that enemy rages large, it's hard to remember that, and you need people to speak that kind of life to you, you know? And the reason I'm telling you about this is because we all have these conditions on our faith that we don't even realize until they're tested. Lord, this far, no more. Not my children, not my marriage, not my house, not my finances. And this particular friend went through a time where her heart, she had some kind of onset of some kind of heart issue where her heart raced for about 2 years. It kept skipping beats. She was miserable and incapacitated for about 2 years and really could almost do nothing. And she thought she might die from this. She had two failed heart surgeries. And at one point, she was begging God, heal my heart, begging God, heal my heart. And the Lord whispered back to her, your heart? And she said, yeah. He said, I thought you gave me your heart. I thought it was my heart. I thought your whole life was mine and you need to surrender it back to me. And she got this picture of her coming before the Lord with her beating heart in her hands and put it before the Lord, said, it's yours, you're right. Nothing is off bounds to you, Lord. I will submit to you and I will find joy if you never heal me. And she just dove in and sought to find the peace of God and the joy of God in the midst of that. And 3 months later, it was like, well, it was a miracle. The Lord just zapped her heart, kind of jump-started it. She knew it when it happened, and suddenly her heart rate returned to normal. Medical miracle. They couldn't even explain it after two failed surgeries. But she is fierce now, and because she faced her fears. And so she has some authority. She owns that territory, because instead of turning and running, she turned and faced it.
Thanks again for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. If you missed the whole show or want to listen to past programs, you can find them at our website at myfaithradio.com.